Hola, muy buenas noches y bienvenidos de nuevo a Street Lives. Bueno, ¿qué tal esas vacaciones? Nosotros ya de vuelta y no nos hemos enterado de nada. Se nos han pasado volando, pero bueno, supongo que eso nos pasa a todos. Todo el puñetero año trabajando para 10 días de mierda de vacaciones, pero bueno, mejor eso que nada. Pues nada, ya estamos aquí dando guerra de nuevo. Y no voy a decir que hoy es un programa especial, pero sí que tiene algo de especial. Seguimos con el Hip Hop Underground, pero esta vez hemos, sin menospreciar a nadie, hemos cogido Hip Hop Underground ya un poquito más asentado, por así decirlo. No lo vamos a tratar ni de mejor ni de peor, sino que simplemente pues gente que tiene ya un poquito más de tablas y que quizá alguno de esos grupos puedan ser conocidos, pero yo creo que la inmensa mayoría, bueno, pues aquí no tienen un tirón fuerte. Y bueno, pues nada, yo sé de dos personas que les va a encantar este programa, a las que voy a aprovechar para saludar. Una es Nacho, que colabora muchas veces con nosotros. De hecho, el programa de hoy en parte, wow, en gran parte es gracias a él, porque nos facilita mucha información y mucha música. Y bueno, pues no me voy a atribuir yo todo el mérito, está claro. Así que desde aquí le damos las gracias a Nacho, que tiene una página de Artform. Os lo he dicho ya un montón de veces. Creo que tengo por aquí la página. A ver si la tengo aquí a mano. Aquí la tengo, eso es. La página es www.artform.es.vg. Artform se escribe ARTFORM. Artform. .es.vg. Y bueno, pues qué decir de esta página y de él y de su socio, que nunca me acuerdo del nombre, así que me perdone. Una página increíble donde ves encontrar mogollón de grupos de información, últimos álbumes, críticas, un millón de cosas interminables, o sea, interminables. Y bueno, pues la otra persona es Antonio, un colega de hace años ya, que se ha ido a vivir para arriba, para el norte, para el País Vasco. Y bueno, pues le saludamos también. Y digo que les va a gustar porque a él principalmente le gusta mucho este tipo de hip hop. Así que si me estás escuchando, que ya te obligaré yo a que te lo descargues. Faltaría más. Estoy convencido que te va a gustar esto. Luego me llamará diciendo, pásame, tío, pásame esto. Pues no, te lo compras. Bueno, pues nada, sin enrollarnos más, vamos, sin duda alguna, vamos, que nos falte nuestro clásico. ¿De quién vamos a hablar esta vez? De Matt Lyon. Matt Lyon, este hombre, bueno, MC que nació en Londres, pero se trasladó a Jamaica, donde acabó después en Nueva York, perfeccionando su estilo dancehall, ese estilo reggae o ragamuffin, pero ya rozando más el rap que otra cosa, un estilo peculiar. Empezó haciendo versiones de Saba Ranks y bueno, y gente así. Y fíjese, al final creó una especie de escuela inspirando a gente como Capleton también, ayudándole a machacar su estilo también. Y bueno, pues no sé, Matt Lyon, alguien muy grande, junto a KRS-One también hicieron sus pinitos por ahí. Y bueno, sigue activo este hombre, sigue activo. Sigue haciendo cosas. En su página de MySpace podéis ver nuevos trabajos. Y bueno, pues ya, como ya os digo, empezó a colaborar con KRS-One, con LL Cool J, con Notorious B.I.G. y con Busta Rhymes. Y bueno, pues por consejo del cantante, un cantante de reggae que se llama Supercat, muy famoso, pues se hizo llamar Matt Lyon. Matt Lyon, el león loco, tarado, podría ser así, ¿no? Traducción, pero en realidad es un juego de palabras. Traducido así, Matt Lyon sería una cosa así, pero en realidad MAD, M-A-D, son las iniciales de Musical Assassin Delivering, sí, Musical Assassin Delivering, y Lyon son las iniciales de Lyrical Intelligence Over Nations. Todo junto es Musical Assassin Delivering Lyrical Intelligence Over Nation. Vaya nombrecito. Traducción, asesino musical repartiendo inteligencia lírica por las naciones, o a través de, o por todas las naciones, por todo el mundo. sería un poco así a lo bestia. Y bueno, pues nada, el tema que vamos a poner es uno de los que a mí más me gustan. Me gusta casi todo lo que hace este hombre, pero es un single que pegó una barbaridad. El famoso Take It Easy, tómatelo con calma. En realidad fue su segundo single en serio, por así decirlo, con más de 300.000 copias que vendió este single, casi nada. Así que ahí os lo voy a dejar y después os voy a hablar de, pues, de los cachogrupos que vamos a poner hoy. Disfrutadlo.
Thank you. I could give you what you wanna hear, right? Sex, drugs, bitches, and ice. Same shit replayed all night, but you don't care though. Welcome to the base.
It's time to wake up. You lying like ugly girls with makeup on. The last time you made a song is halfway original. Really, I pity you, but please stick around. I need more motherfuckers to ridicule up in my interviews. Okay, I killed it like OJ. Y'all acted in so plain. You sold your fucking soul for a gold chain. I hope it's worth it. I'm working with a purpose, and you working in a circle jerk where all these dudes are squirting. I'm like, no thanks. I'll let you do your own thing, and when your 2-year old sings about money, pussy, and drugs, don't say I didn't tell you, bitch. I'm stomping like an elephant. You walking with a lip trying to sprint at the Olympics, so I unfay. Ooh, yeah. Y'all fake it in 2 pages. Y'all famous for 2 days. I'm a legend forever, cause I put heart into it. This is hard work music. If your art is your life, then feel this and let's do it. Come on. I could give you what you wanna hear, right? Sex, drugs, bitches, and ice. Same shit replayed all night, but you don't care though. Welcome to the basics. I could give you what you wanna see, huh? Pussy, pussy, gangsters and guns. Same show, it's just another rerun. But you don't care, nope. Welcome to the basics.
Yeah, I'm a cape crusader, coming through to save ya. Flying high in the sky, you try to catch me with an elevator. Here's the difference, I'm trying to make a living off of giving you a vision you never even knew existed. What you know about that? What you know about cats talking conscious on a track but gossiping behind your back? Yo, I'm over it. Got on the sober tip and now I'm flowing better than the ocean is. Be sure to take note of it. Claiming underground and then you go popped in soda fizz. I'm a rapper, I'm just talking shit to get my quote in. What's your excuse? I heard your current views on the early news just a day ago. Use your own mind. And when your 2-year-old's crying about money, pussy, and drugs, don't say I didn't tell you, bitch. I'm stomping like an elephant. You wanting me to quit, but I could really give a shit. This is it. I can't even think of giving in. Look,
I could give you what you wanna hear, right? Sex, drugs, bitches, and ice. Same shit replayed all night, but you don't care though. Welcome to the basics. I could give you what you wanna see, huh? Pussy, pussy, gangsters and guns. Same show, it's just another rerun. But you don't care, nope. Welcome to the basics.
Let's take you back to the base. Back to the place where you don't say it, or you say it straight to my face. Yo, this ain't for the fake, and this ain't for the Jake, and this ain't for the snakes in the grass without face. This is for the people that tell you get up when you fed up and said fuck about 100 times. Because you on your last meal, on your last bill, and they tell you spend it on the dream of getting that deal. Because you got it, gotta share thought like a prophet. So you knock it out the box on empty stomach and pockets. And when my 2-year-old dreams about honor, courage, and love, I ain't gonna say a thing. I'm just gonna let it be. I'm just gonna let you see what truth is when you set it free. And let's see if I don't manifest my destiny. And after y'all be in a rush to copy down the recipe and measure me directly next to who they say the best MC is.
I could give you what you wanna hear, right? Sex, drugs, bitches, and ice. Same shit replayed all night, but you don't care though. Welcome to the basics. I could give you what you wanna see, huh? Pussy, pussy, gangsters and guns. Same show, it's just another rerun. But you don't care, nope. Welcome to the basics.
Oh, come on now, dog. You know I'm just fucking with you. You know I give you the mad, fat, super fly, stupid, dope, dumbass, retarded bomb shit props.
I speak to people with my pen, and into my actual world would never expect words to trickle out my mouth like the fountain's been overfed. Keep my wishes for my curses, my burdens on my chest. So when Cupid aims his weapon, it prevents from hitting flesh. Wanna close my eyes and wake up in another person's bed. Apologize for all my breakups and everything I said. I got a lot to love to give, but it all gets second guessed. Ruined everything I've ever respected and held my breath. And my heart is like a snow globe, I keep it on my desk. Shake it up to stir its memories and stare into its mess. And that's exactly why I speak to the paper and trust my friends about as far as I can throw them, like stones in the ocean's quest. Broken open, the rotten roots of my success got me swinging axes at it in attempts to clear my steps. And the best way to deal with it now is to get some rest. So I'd invest in the darkness and follow after its breath and go.
single sentence I scroll. I find peace in the tone that taught you used to write your lies with I'm a fool. But my words will live on.
Check it, I got a lot on my mind, but only 16 bars to say it. Otherwise these motherfuckers won't listen when I express it. Life lessons from adolescence, guess it's a blessing I made it from youth to present. But every day's another struggle, another grind to hustle. Gotta get signed to bust, fuck it. Give me a mic and I'll rhyme inside of a bucket. This is it, if I miss, I'm letting my whole family down. And I can't have that. My sanity is on a brink. Tragedy is just a blink away. I think of ways to get my ass up out of debt, and they all crooked. I look at life like it's a book, and if you look at the end and it's all good, then it's all good. I got a plan. If I gotta dance with the devil, hold his hand through the lower levels to get ahead, I'ma do it. Screw it. Hopefully I won't be ruined, cause the only thing that ever mattered to me was the music.
Make a fine point, pay what I feel in my soul. And I find peace in every single sentence I scroll. I find peace in the tone I taught you. Used to write your lies with I'm a fool. But my words will live on.
They say God bless the living, but respect the dead. If I could resurrect your ancestors with verses I read, expressions that fed life into your unrighteous lives. Amongst the overrighteous vibes, a pit of snakes with spies on the wall recording lies. I serve no master but Jah. Devils burn in the midst of the sun, rod. The positive bust that what most bust will never pierce. The souls were listening to me and gave you the deaf ear. So what's left here for you to be soulless and kept here? How far is your death perception? The question's been posed, peep the lesson. Or get froze like Breon and oxygen. I'm wealthy with lyrics, so Incubus drops a lot of gems. Excuse if I might appear in a mood like the hip hop you use ain't approves. It still proves that nobody will get hurt, cause won't nobody move. I led you to the door, homie, the rest is up to you. What will you choose?
Make a fine point, pay what I feel in my soul. And I find peace in every single sentence I scroll. I find peace in the tone I taught you. Used to write your lies with I'm a fool. But my words will live on.
Bueno, ¿qué os pareció, Matt Lyon, eh? Impresionante con ese Take It Easy, que voz tiene, le da un ritmo, rellena las bases, pero impresionante. ¿Qué más? Hemos oído a Kublai Kai, no sé cómo se pronuncia, pero se escribe así, Kublai Kai, con K de kilo. Artista de Seattle, el álbum The Basics, 17 cortes con una duración de unos 62 minutos aproximados y producciones de diferentes beatmakers, ¿eh? En este mismo año, saca ahora, en agosto, ha debido salir ya, junto a Type y a Captain Midnight, un proyecto titulado The Let Go. Esta vez con algún corte menos, son 14 cortes en total. Y bueno, pues, los temas que han sonado han sido The Basic 1 y el otro, hemos puesto dos seguidos, en el que colaboraban Greaves and Incubits. Era el tema Turn Down Torch. Y bueno, pues ¿qué más? Vamos ahora con Verbal Kent, ¿eh? Y el tema, a ver qué pone aquí, A Rapper Who Quit. Y bueno, ¿qué decimos de este hombre? Verbal Kent, yo no me suena, no lo conocía. Artista de Chicago, su último álbum, Fist Shaking, agitando el puño, moviendo el puño. Son ya 7 duros años que lleva luchando este artista y currando duro, ¿eh? Y bueno, pues en ese tiempo, procurando no relajarse, ¿eh? Sino además todo lo contrario, os digo, currando mucho y procurando, importante, no cambiar el rumbo y no permitiendo que nada le entorpezca a sus proyectos y bueno, pues su finalidad, ¿no? Teniendo su finalidad muy claro. Y bueno, pues se dice que cuando tus actos tienen una finalidad, pues tu vida tiene finalidad, ¿no? Cuando tus actos tienen un sentido, todo lo que haces empieza a tener sentido. Y bueno, pues este hombre ha querido hacer eso, que todo tenga un sentido con una dirección muy clara y no estar dando tumbos para aquí y para allá, ¿no? Y bueno, pues todos esos años trabajando, pues para hacer lo que ha hecho. Un álbum impresionante, First Shaking. Y bueno, este hombre además sobrevivió a una puñalada bastante grave en el cuello, que por centímetros no se fue al otro barrio, ¿eh? Pero bueno, fuera de eso, podemos disfrutar de trabajos suyos como What Box, ¿eh? Que es del año 2003 ya. Fue álbum debut con Wordsworth, Quasar, Ayomas Marat. Vaya nombres que se me pone la gente. Luego el siguiente álbum es Move with the Wolves, que es del 2006, con Ill Bill de Nonfiction, Odyssey y Blade del Reino Unido. Y bueno, hay mucha más gente. Y luego el otro del 2007, Giraffe Nuts Eat Them. Del 2007, con producciones de Jason. Impresionante. Y bueno, pues este tema que vais a oír pertenece al álbum de First Shaking. Así que, pues nada, ahí lo ponemos. Y bueno, pues como es costumbre, os explico quiénes van a sonar después. No os los perdáis, porque de verdad que los grupos que estamos poniendo hoy es peso pesado del underground, ¿eh? Así que disfrutadlo y luego comentamos más. Yeah, check it out. Yeah.
Yo, this is the story of a rapper who quit. Thought the game was in his blood, till he heavily bled. Well, I guess it wasn't in vain. Enough was enough, plus money became tough on some romance stuff. I heard his girl left him too, bad timing. She was sick of all his nonsense, and he was just sick and rhyming. He was lining up shows and building a base, but every time the mail came, he had a bill in his face. So every time the mail came, he got knots in his gut. The knot stopped him from doing the job that he loved. Then every time he sat to write, his appetite was tame. Swore that he'd remain hungry, but his bite was lame. Became deeper with debt, plus the light shut off to help him think ahead when he freestyled in his set. And that was not a good sign. He lost all confidence, couldn't help but wonder if he lost all confidence. Yeah. This is the story of a rapper who quit. Who thought the game was in his blood until he heavily bled. It poured out, guess he went all out in his head, but couldn't make it fall out enough to bake him some bread. Yeah. This is the story of a rapper who quit. Who thought the game was in his blood until he heavily bled. It poured out, guess he went all out in his head, but couldn't make it fall out enough to bake him some bread. But yeah, his friends told him he was crazy for stopping out, but that's the same thing they told him back when he was starting out. So they were no help, plus they didn't know his woes, and they didn't know how he felt when he composed flows. His folks thought that he was on to something. It was time to go back to college, learn something, get a job from it. Stop running and start hustling a real craft. Do something useful, who you kidding with rap? And so we went, started working and learning the protocol. He just wouldn't pick the phone up whenever promoters called. He noticed all the things that he'd forgotten about. He felt great, even closed down his MySpace account. His mind spacing out to all the years past. It's over with now, if only he could get the years back. And no second guessing, he would have to stay firm. That's when he realized he'd have to quit Jay's at Earth. Yeah, this is the story of a rapper who quit. Who thought the game was in his blood until he heavily bled. It poured out, guess he went all out in his head, but couldn't make it fall out enough to bake him some bread. This is the story of a rapper who quit. Who thought the game was in his blood until he heavily bled. And poured out, guess he went all out in his head, but couldn't make it fall out enough to bake him some bread. This is the story of a rapper who quit. Who thought the game was in his blood until he heavily bled. And poured out, guess he went all out in his head, but couldn't make it fall out enough to bake him some bread. This is the story of a rapper who quit. Who thought the game was in his blood until he heavily bled. And poured out, guess he went all out in his head, but couldn't make it fall out enough to bake him some bread.
In Boston. bustin', it's two heads we facing. Growing up with school segregation, it's cool, this is the spot I was placed in. I got bust to white fools, picketing outside of Boston public high schools. Yeah, so I would crush a white dude if he talked shit. I had to duck when them rocks hit. Till then, it was a mystery, it's part of my history. Looked at people differently, went heavy on a black boy mentally. That's how it's meant to be. Now I know who's my enemy. No white boy befriended me. It's crazy, son, till 81. I met H.I.P., H.O.P., the change begun. Roxbury, chances are I might face prison. Breakdancing, I was rocking against racism. It's the beat, one rhythm. Give the kids something to take with them. We got stake in them.
So now we came here to save them from the snake's venom. Exposing the rail and taking all the fake.
This is hip-hop music that we blasting right. This is one world spinning and we black and white. This is our world now when we pass the mic. This is our race, right? We don't have to fight. Put your fist in the air if you're down with us. Put your fist in the air and surround the bus. Cause look around, this must have been what he seen when Martin Luther King had a dream.
Yeah. I grew up in a black and white world in a segregated city with a shitty history. This is a pity with a legacy of vicious and petty people in every corner. Tension stick in the air and weighing heavy on ya. Blacks referred, usually N-word. When they talk hoops, it's Koozie and N-bird. Racism been learned in a home, not a mind. But a man's polluting the school kids' right minds. Say goof, spook, whitey, cracker, hate a chink. Man, I'm telling you, I heard it all from A to Zinc. It's like the ignorant are teaching us the way to think. But personally, me, man, I'm moving on to greater things. But some will not say, Edo, some will not hate right. They will be much bigger. They will stand behind tolerance and not behind the trigger. The math makes too much sense, add up the figure.
This is hip-hop music that we blasting right. This is one world spinning and we black and white. This is our world now when we pass the mic. This is our race, right? We don't have to fight. Put your fist in the air if you're down with us. Put your fist in the air and surround the bus. Cause look around, this must have been what he seen when Martin Luther King had a dream.
No matter if you're Catholic, Hindu, or Christian, the race mixing's taboo, causing friction. Since before G. Gordon, Liddy, and Nixon got caught trying to escape from Watergate, holding they dicks. If you mulatto, they consider you half jigaboo, a nigga who has the evil Negro traits. They hidden to a point but visible, and life walking a tightrope between both sides is miserable. He looks Hispanic, his lips gigantic, and the stress that infest the mind's titanic. Niggas don't really accept you, except to watch you arm wrestle with the fact that you're special. White people look amazed and astounded. Invite the coon over, show the kids they're well-rounded. You're multi-ethnic, interracial, though nobody knows which category to place you.
There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the bright day of justice emerges.
Yup. Let's do it. Yo, front row, what's up, what's up? Yeah, back row, what's up? What's my name, y'all? Acro. Just when they said it couldn't be done, I am back. Witness the reappearance of your radio interference. I've been given clearance to smash the airwaves of these program directors and all of their slaves. I'm sending them to their graves. My indie hustle got too much muscle for them to even try and tussle. As we struggle through the jungle, I'm pulling you out the rubble. I'm trouble with the lyricals, something like Jesus with the miracles. I can't turn water into wine, but I could drop a hard rhyme that's slaughtering your spine. Calm under pressure like Tom Brady, 4th and 10, running short of time. My skills are borderline insane, follow them and flatline your brain, so just bounce to the beat, bitch. Keep this unique shit. Murder jams, and it ain't no secret. Yes, yes, they call me
A to the motherfucking K, homeboy. A to the motherfucking K.
A to the K.
A to the motherfucking K, homeboy. A to the motherfucking K.
A to the K.
A to the motherfucking K, homeboy. A to the motherfucking K.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, not the gun, but the MC, son.
If this is your introduction, then where the fuck you been? It's been years since my records first started to spin. I'm from the era where you had to work your hardest to win. A lot of records dropped, you never heard the artist again. But in my heart is the desire to win. I'm on fire again. Ignite the mic and let it strike my opponents. Blazing through your stereo component from the moment that you press play. It's feeling like the start of your best day. Shit is hella dope, that's what my heads out west say. Hey, ask my homie B Real from the hill. I got skill, plus something you can feel. I got pop appeal, but I keep it concealed. Like an automatic weapon, but that's not what I'm repping. I'm repping no half-stepping, that's the lesson. The new era begins now, no more stressing, let's go. Yeah, back home, they call me
A to the motherfucking K, homeboy. A to the motherfucking K.
Yeah, A to the K.
A to the motherfucking K, homeboy. A to the motherfucking K.
A to the K.
A to the motherfucking K, homeboy. A to the motherfucking K.
What? Yeah, yo, not the gun, but the MC, son.
Space around him, and now it seems that I've met him, met him, met him, met him.
Bueno, ahí escuchasteis a Verbal Kent, ¿eh? Y después ha sonado un grupo que se llama Special Team, aunque en realidad esto no es de ese grupo en sí, es decir, no es un álbum de este grupo, es del cantante Slane, Slane. Es un artista de Boston, creo que es. Creo que he encontrado por ahí que es de Boston. Con carrera en solitario y afiliado a grupos como Special Teams. Special Team es una especie de colectivo en la que, entre otros, Slane es uno de ellos. Y también Slane pertenece al grupo La Coca Nostra. La Coca Nostra es ese grupo formado por Everlast, Danny Boy y DJ Lethal. O lo que es lo mismo, House of Pain. También está formada la Coca Nostra por Il Bill, el que forma también Nonfiction, que es hermano de Necro, por cierto. También lo forman Big Left y Mr. Caves. Y bueno, también colaboran Cypress Hill, Psycho Realm, aunque no encuentro que diga eso, pero vamos, los vídeos los podéis ver, son ciento y la madre. Entonces Slane, que yo no sabía que tenía carrera en solitario. Pues bueno, pues eso. Sé que tenía un álbum, pero resulta que tiene más cosillas. Este hombre empezó hace 2 años aproximadamente. Tampoco es mucho, con un EP titulado Rich Man Poor Man, un pepino de tema impresionante. Y bueno, pues seguido del álbum completo de White Man, The White Man is the Devil. Is the Devil. Eso, bueno, seguido de The White Man is the Devil volumen 2, es decir, tiene 2 álbumes ya el colega. Y por cierto, hay que decir, porque hay gente, claro, que dirá, bueno, ¿y esto? The White Man is the Devil, el hombre blanco es el demonio, y este idiota pone esto en la radio. Pues sí, lo pongo porque cuando se refiere a The White Man, se refiere a la droga, me imagino que se refiere a la cocaína. No se refiere, no es en un sentido racial del hombre, del ser humano blanco. Empezando porque él es blanco, con lo cual no tendría sentido. Se refiere a lo que es la droga. La cocaína la llama el The White Man. Y bueno, pues nada. Este tema que hemos oído, yo os digo, ¿cómo se titula? Race Riot. Si no me equivoco. Sí, Race Riot. Y es producida por Goodwill. Y bueno, pues nada. Lo único que este tema pertenece al álbum The White Man is the Devil, al volumen 2, al último. Solo que es un tema hecho pues por el colectivo este que os he dicho, Special Teams. Y después hemos escuchado Acrobatic, A to the K. Igual os sonaba una voz que había por ahí en los estribillos. Yo pensé que iba a cantar más, pero no, solo hace apoyos ahí. El señor Be Real. Con A to the K, A to the motherfucking K, homeboy. Ese tema tan famoso ya de años atrás. Podríamos decir que es casi un remix, por así decirlo, de Cypress Hill. Entonces, pues nada, aquí estaba el señor Acrobatic haciendo honor a Cypress, Acrobatic de Boston también, componente del grupo Perceptionist, junto a Mr. Leaf y Digifax One. Me cuesta pronunciar KTS Facts One. Y bueno, pues cuenta en su álbum con colaboraciones de Little Brother, casi nada, Bumpy Knuckles, Chuck D, B-Real, Talib Kweli. Este hombre, yo no sé, pero cualquier día le vemos cantando con Manolo Escobar. Talib Kweli está en todos sitios, este hombre, no puede darle tiempo a todo. Pero bueno, sí, ahí está, o sea que por algo será. Y Billy Evans Jr., producciones de Jason, Therapy, Illmind, Ninth Wonder, J Dilla y Beat Mainers. Imagino que J Dilla obviamente le habría dejado en carguillos por ahí antes, tiempo atrás. Y bueno, pues supongo que sabéis obviamente la inmensa mayoría que J Dilla o JD pues está más allá, más que acá, de un ataque al corazón. Por cierto, ya lo dije en otro programa, yo pensaba que había muerto en las calles de un tiroteo, pero no, un señor ataque al corazón, que wow, qué putada. Pero bueno, estas cosas ocurren hasta los grandes genios como él. Y bueno, pues nada, el tema ese era H2DK de Acrobatic y Absolute Value, o Value, Absolute Value se escribe el título de este álbum. Y nada, pues vamos ahora con más. Vamos con un componente de Procussions, el señor Mr. J. Medeiros, del álbum... A ver, un momentito, darme un segundito. Lo tengo por aquí escrito. El álbum Of Gods and Girls. Eso creo que es el álbum. Y el tema es Constance. Sí, espero no meter la pata. El tema es Constance. Lo voy a mirar bien ahora mientras tanto. Y si no, luego al final os lo digo. No sé por dónde puñeta tengo aquí ahora la biografía de este hombre. Pero os lo pongo, escucháis los tres temas siguientes y hablamos un poquito de él y de los siguientes después. Me voy a saltar ahora el protocolo mientras lo busco. Bueno, disfrutarlo, impresionante. Muy, muy atentos a este tema de Mr. J. Medeiros. Porque aunque haya elegido este tema como el que más me ha gustado a mí de todo el álbum, en realidad el álbum entero es de este nivel. O sea... impresionante, un talento impresionante. Y bueno, pues nada, ahí os lo dejo, como ya os he dicho, luego comentaremos más del resto de los grupos.
He stands patiently under a hotel sign that blinks vacancy. He's thinking maybe he's too late to make the drop off, till a truck coming his way breaks and stops short. And now he's out of sorts. You can see he's sorta nervous walking through the passenger door to meet his ordered services to someone's daughter working. Blames his conscience when the driver says she's my youngest. Her name is Constance, he comments, and it's only $6 per visit. Just don't leave any marks on her, it hurts business. Thought for a minute and confess that's fair, since it was $3 less than his cab fare. How old are you, honey? She says I'm 13. Her nose was runny. It's raining in the Philippines. He handed over the money. In a chilling scene, the truck drives off, and now he's on the hunt to kill her dreams. The sign reads no vacancy. He leads Constance to a room he is rented for tape and see. He's about to turn 6 into 6,000, and all you gotta do is click on your web browser. It's not illegal to use raping as a cash crop, as long as it says she's 18 on your laptop. The sound of rain is a backdrop, laying there like she's waiting for somebody to say they care. What a tear is a god, fall down a window pane. She feels unholy like the father doesn't know her name. Mary Magdalene, the woman at the well. He knew everything that happened, and in his arms she fell.
She fell.
running all alone in his household. He's tempted by the quiet he feels and the mouse he holds. The silence of his spouse is cold, so he's about to help that man get his 6,000 gold. One click and now she's sold, withholding his conscience. Scrolling through the comments, there she is looking confident. A picture of Constance in a series of video clips, adult content. The title blinks in bold letters like the vacancy sign. It's his time to go get her. It's like his mind doesn't know better. Her soul is crying out, let me go, but he won't let her. He got her trapped inside his media player, held captive by his need to replay her. It's a matter of he being here and she being there. That's why he doesn't feel the need to care. Guilt is in the seed he bears, spilling his shares of the profit on a $500 million market, where children are regarded as product and traded like stock tips and raped for the sake of a pocket. His laptop sits like a window in the concert's room, where he exits cause it's almost noon. And he's expecting his wife home soon with new clothes for the baby. She'd be angry if he saw his new lady, a 13-year-old Filipino named Constance. Trust me, girl, God has not forgotten. He knew Mary Magdalene and the woman at the well. He knows everything that happens, and in his arms she fell.
Yeah. I wear my hat to the back or tip to the side. You washed up on time. I give you credit cause yeah. You tried. Yourself you applied, but still in all your shit ain't nullified. Yeah.
Lyrical author, scientific is the teacher. Director of an organized network with the feature. The last dawn, the one you blast on, causing me to run up in your rest with mask on.
Yeah. I keep it locked like Sing Sing. Plus I do my thing. Hitting chicken breasts while you hitting dark meat and wing dings. Trying to play the kingpin. Edel G be off the hook, you'll never hear a ring.
Cause we're past gone, disappeared, evaporated, beeper activated. With new digits and cheese fitted with accomplices. Tell your crew that there's no confidence, plain and simple. To my brain, you're like a pimple. The difference is when you get popped, it's mad blood, not pus. So, son, if you get bust, it wasn't us.
What the deal, kid? Tell me what the deal is. What the deal, son? Tell me what the deal is. What the deal, kid? Tell me what the deal is. What the deal, son? Tell me what the deal is. What the deal, kid? Tell me what the deal is. What the deal, son? Tell me what the deal is. What the deal, kid? Tell me what the deal is. What the deal?
Yo, we only put trust in funds. You're open like birth, I'm on the earth. I burn like the sun over arsonists. Broken heat up, blown up car, shining star, the fire of our law, gonorrhea, a sore on your lip, sun the clutch in your whip, too much MCs could get rich.
Yo, you getting higher while I'm learning, use a mark like Furman, Eric will speak at your sermon, you determined, but undeserving, time to put it to a motherfucking head like a turban.
I flip like a white bitch, in the Olympics, you sound like the right bitch, damn sucking pimping, I'm tempted to reveal my concealed weapon, and violence. MCs get to stepping when they see the dawn come to step on stage. Like looking at the gas man turn the wrong
way. It's game. My time to shine in the brightest way. Hey yo, I rhymes despite its pay. You rap for green, but I'ma go, I got the right away. I leave your crew black and blue like night and day. Hang with my few, drink my food, the rest got something to say. You're being watched like they get done away like fake.
Hey, we don't play. The last MC to try to battle lost fronts. We're undefeated, son. Even Mike lost once. So respect this. Check this. The reckless MCs hanging out like a necklace. In every dirty club from Boston to Brownsville, an MC ain't hard just because his verse sounds
good. What the deal, kid? Tell me what the deal is. What the deal, son? Tell me what the deal is. What the deal, kid? Tell me what the deal is. What the deal? What the deal? What the deal, kid? Tell me what the deal is. What the deal, son? Tell me what the deal is. What the deal, kid? Tell me what the deal is. What the deal? What the deal? Yeah, yeah. You got the Boston representative stepping to the mic once again. My man, Scientific, at OG, and me, Big Sure, holding it down for Boston, making sure y'all get down. And from the year 97 all the way to 2011 and beyond, we're gonna remain strong. And peace to all those who love us, and the rest of y'all get the finger, and we out. Yeah.
world as we know it today is in a pretty terrible fix. And we're responsible. It's up to us to try and start making changes for the better, for the future, for the children. If we ever needed peace, brotherhood, and love, God knows we need it now.
Peace is essential. Together we can work it out. If we ever needed peace, we need it right now. Peace is essential. Together we can work it out.
Essential, we have more peace, the war cease, no more grief, no more beef, it's a danger just to walk on our streets. You see, this planet we inhabit with human traffic is being damaged, mistreated and wrongly managed. Man, it'd be tragic, so many bad vibes that need to vanish, bad minds that need to be banished. Cavemen no more, we don't need to be savage. Take a look around and realize it's like we're self-destructing. The children are the future, it's their minds that we're corrupting. All I see with my vision is terrorism, wars on television, broadcast 24s plus more division. Religion, governments on warring missions. They don't wanna talk and listen. It's up to us to make decisions in this life that we live in. A striver never giving in, a call for peace on the mic. We need better solutions to problems and heat in the night. An argument is not no reason for no one to draw guns. But times are changing now, it's danger for our daughters and sons. But with the right minds and beliefs, there's so much we can achieve. I don't relate to shallow minds, cause mine's as deep as the sea. And all I see is pain and misery, hostilities, wars continually disturbing overseas. I see this visibly, it sickens me, I feel it literally. A violent history's no good for future kids to read. We need to teach peace.
What is wrong in the world today is that the nation of the world engaged in a bitter, colossal contest for supremacy.
Peace, peace, together we can work it out.
Times will be crazy and I wonder where this life will take me. I'm the type to fight for my rights but won't fight for no army or navy. I'm promoting peace and love to those controlled by Beelzebub. Life I'm not easing up, I'm speaking up, reaching out to the streets with love. United nations need to be more united. Wars keep us divided, countries who fight it need to be reunited. Do we need to be reminded in this current day climate we're being blinded by some minds who think like Pontius Pilate? A special peace treaty, I'd like to design it, devise it, sit down and write it, take it to every country, witness and sign it. Let's put an end to all the violence, arrest the men who be tyrants. Our kids need guidance in this life to go forth, keep multiplying. Like my flows, they be supplying positive energies to the mind. What they once misunderstood now becomes relevant to the blind. Cause it's time to see the signs, we're all caught in the firing line. From Iraq to Palestine, kids lose their limbs on landmines. War is just a damn crime, man ain't supposed to take life. Put down your bombs and weaponry like me, just pick up the mic. I see the plight of the planet, and life I can't understand it. Wouldn't advise you to panic, but we're sinking like the Titanic. I'll be as militant as an army, be in a fight for worldwide harmony. But me, I'ma use my words to fight while others use their armory.
Somebody done bring it in to this suicide.
Peace is essential. Together we can work it out.
Bueno, pues escuchasteis al señor Mr. J. Medeiros con ese tema de Constance. Y bueno, ¿qué os cuento de este hombre? Componente de Procussions. Este señor procura además vivir empapado en la realidad y escribir sobre las reflexiones y conclusiones que saca de todo ello. Y bueno, pues ya sé que muchos dirán, bueno, ¿y qué rapero en teoría no hace eso, no? Cuenta lo que ve, lo que siente bajo su punto de vista. Bueno, pues que muchos dirán pues esto, ¿no? Que todos vivimos en la realidad y que aún así, siendo muy subjetivo esta realidad, pero que, bueno, pues cada uno tiene su opinión de la vida, ¿no? Pero tengo que añadir que yo, por mi experiencia, que llevo en la vida, no es mucha, son 32 años, pero bueno, te hace sacar tus propias conclusiones, ¿no? Pero mi corta experiencia, tanto como ser humano como dentro del mundo del hip hop, son algo menos, pero bueno, son ya, pues no sé, desde el 88 aproximadamente. Veo que siempre ha estado este mundo plagado, a día de hoy creo que más todavía, plagado de artistas que parecen no contar una realidad, sino que más bien cuentan lo que les gustaría ser, o la realidad que a ellos les gustaría que existiera en su mundo, pero que no es la verdad, ¿eh? Y que no cuentan lo que son, sino lo que les gustaría ser. Y bueno, pues con lo que esa realidad no está ya más que distorsionada, ¿no? Yo creo que más o menos se me entiende lo que quiero decir. Hay gente que en lugar de contar lo que es, si eres uno, eres uno, pero no cuentes que eres 20. Hay gente que lo que hace es eso, contar lo que le gustaría ser, dando una realidad absurda. La gente cree que puede ser una persona de esta manera, bueno, es la imagen que vende, ¿no? Pero luego no se ajusta a la realidad. O gente como estamos hartos de saber que en sus vídeos, sobre todo aquí en España no lo sé, pero en Estados Unidos, la inmensa mayoría de los vídeos que vemos con joyas, coches, mansiones, todo eso, casi todo eso, es alquilado, ni siquiera es de ellos. Luego a saber cómo viven, dónde viven, es posible que económicamente estén mejor que cualquiera de nosotros. Pero creedme que la mayoría de esas cosas son totalmente alquiladas. Ni tienen Ferraris, ni tienen esas joyas, y muchísimo menos esas mansiones. Hombre, me imagino yo que gente, pues, productores como Scott Storch o productores como Dr. Dre, probablemente 50 Cent, me imagino gente así, pues estará ya muy montada en el dólar. Pero hay muchos otros que creedme que se alquilan toda esa porquería. Las chicas, los coches, los abrigos, y bueno, pues todo eso. Y la ropa, incluso me imagino que hasta las marcas se la dan para que hagan publicidad. Y bueno, pues fuera de todo eso, Mr. J. Medeiros es todo lo contrario. Además, aparte de su experiencia como comentarista de emisoras de radio, ganador de algunas batallas de MCs, creó su propio grupo como bailarín de breakdance. Ha hecho eventos, también ha participado en eventos siendo DJ y grafitero. Vamos, al completito. Este hombre está al completito. Y bueno, pues aparte de todo eso, tiene pasión por ayudar a la gente. Incluso siendo voluntario para Habitat for Humanity, ¿eh? Y bueno, centrándose además en concreto con discapacitados mentales, si no he traducido mal. También le gusta luchar por los derechos de la mujer. No sé hasta qué punto, pero bueno, está totalmente en contra de la violación de los derechos civiles que sufren las mujeres. E incluso, palabras de él, dice que en el mundo del hip hop hay mucha degradación sobre esto, mucha degradación sobre la mujer, y que incluso se violan los derechos civiles de la mujer en algunas líricas de algunos raperos ya muy conocidos. Y bueno, pues este tema en concreto de Constance hablaba precisamente de eso, de sobre la mujer, ¿no? En concreto es la historia de una chica atrapada en el mundo de la pornografía infantil y del tráfico de menores. Un tema conocido de sobra por todo el mundo, pero que aún sigue muy en la sombra. Triste, pero real. De hecho, hay una frase de este artista que resume muy bien el hip hop, el mundo del hip hop o la música rap, ¿no? Y dice, rap music can either be really hard or really, perdón, or hardly real. Rap music can either be really hard or hardly real. La música rap también puede ser realmente dura o duramente real. Ese es el juego de palabras. Y bueno, de hecho es que es una frase, yo la colocaría al lado de aquella famosa frase de KRS-One de rap is something you do, hip hop is something you live. Y al lado yo pondría esta, rap music can either be really hard or hardly real. Les pondría las dos juntas. Impresionante, debería marcar historia esta frase. Y bueno, pues este es el señor Mr. J. Medeiros. Yo creo que un poquito de ejemplo tenemos ahí, ¿eh? Para tomar y repartir. Sobre todo repartir. Y bueno, y tomar también, desde luego. Y bueno, pues nada, después de Mr. J. Medeiros con Constance, hemos oído a Edu G and the Bulldogs. Este grupo ya veteranos. Y me ha sorprendido porque yo pensé que estaban disueltos, que no hacían nada más. Y pues no, por lo que veo, no. Acaban de sacar algo nuevo y esto que hemos escuchado es de ahí. Un grupo de Boston también. Su primer disco del año 91, Life of a Kid in the Ghetto, vendió más de 470.000 copias. No está mal, ¿eh? Año 91. Y bueno, el último álbum, la verdad es que no tuvo tanto éxito. Yo no sé si es exactamente el de Roxbury, no sé si es el último. Ese es el último que yo en su día me compré, pero no sé si sacaron otro más. Pero bueno, a mí personalmente me encanta ese álbum. De hecho ya pusimos un tema que se llama Love Comes and Goes, un tema muy famoso y una pasada. Y bueno, pues esto que hemos escuchado era lo nuevo de este grupo. What's the Deal, colaboraba Big Shaq y Scientific. Y vamos, las colaboraciones de lujo. Big Shaq, este hombre, yo no sé, no termina de arrancar y es una máquina. Este tío es una máquina. Y no termina de arrancar, por lo menos en este país. Yo no sé en Estados Unidos cómo será de famoso o cómo tendrá su nivel de ventas, pero vamos, este hombre no es normal. Ya pondremos algo de Big Shaq también para que comprobéis cómo se las gasta en solitario. Flow y producciones, las producciones no son suyas, pero vais a verlo y ya hablaremos de él. Y bueno, después hemos escuchado Life con el tema Peace. Este Life también es un grupo, un dúo curioso formado por DJ Napa y MC Life. Vamos, el álbum no destaca por ser tremendamente poético ni excesivamente rico, por así decirlo, líricamente, pero tiene mensaje muy directo y serio. Bueno, pues como por ejemplo quejas sobre cómo está impuesto el sistema penitenciario, el cual parece conocer de primera mano. Hay gente que a lo mejor se la puede sudar a esto, le puede decir, a mí me da igual que me hable de eso, ¿no? Pero bueno, volvemos a lo de antes. Por lo menos está hablando de algo que conoce y que tiene algo que decir al respecto y que en su momento tuviera o no merecido, que no entramos en eso, pues puede hablar de ello. Y habla de ello de forma que él cree que se puede mejorar. En general habla sobre la paz y sobre la guerra, sobre el dinero. Y casi trata el dinero como otro demonio también, aunque necesario. Y bueno, pues todo ello filtrado por el microscopio de MC Life, ¿eh? Así es como se describe en su biografía. Y con mensajes, a veces de raíz religiosa, poco entendibles. Pero bueno, pues ahí queda la cosa. Y bueno, pues por eso hemos escogido además este tema en concreto, el de Peace, que es de los más entendibles tanto por el flow y pronunciación como por el mensaje sencillo y directo. Se entiende mucho mejor. Y os vuelvo a repetir, aunque el álbum entero no es una pasada lírica, pero por lo menos te cuentan lo que conocen y punto. dando su opinión y se acabó. No hablan de lo que no son o de lo que les gustaría ser. Y bueno, pues nada, ahora vamos con más, con Grip Grand, con el tema Penny. ¿Y quién colabora aquí? ¿Quién colabora aquí? Richie Cunning, que no sé quién es, pero bueno, pues ahí está. El álbum se llama Broke Lore. No sé cómo se pronuncia, se escribe Broke Lore, todo junto. Broke, como de el pasado de romper. Y seguido por Lore, Broke Lore. Y bueno, pues os cuento rápidamente. Este hombre es de Brooklyn, California. Artista que ya tiene algunos trabajos en el aire, pero que no resulta especialmente fácil de encontrar. O yo por lo menos. Tiene una edición por ahí limitada en vinilo, seguido de otro álbum que se encuentra en CD titulado Welcome to Brooklyn, y otro vinilo también con producciones de DJ Design y colaboraciones de alguna leyenda de rap como AG, el componente de DIT, DYTC, más conocido, el grupo ese de Fat Joe y un largo etcétera. Y bueno, AG también tenía un disco por ahí de hace años también con Showbiz. No me acuerdo de qué año andará eso, 94 o así. Por ahí, si mal no recuerdo. Y bueno, pues este artista no solo rapea, sino que también la mayoría de las producciones, no todas, pero la mayoría de las producciones también se las hace. Y en su página, por cierto, en una página concreta os podéis descargar una mixtape de forma libre. La página es routinefly.com. Routine, escrito routine, R-O-U-T-I-N-E, routine, routinefly, todo junto, fly de volar, routinefly.com. Si lo ponéis, os llevo una página de descargas y ahí libremente os la podéis descargar. Y bueno, vais a escuchar este tema y luego os cuento los siguientes. El último tema no tiene desperdicio, es de la cantera que más me gusta a mí. Los que hayan escuchado mis programas desde hace tiempo igual ya sabrán de qué grupo hablamos, pero bueno, ahí lo dejamos. Los que me conocen seguro ya, sin duda. Ahí os lo dejo y luego os comentamos.
Six. The fucking engineer needs to stop bullshitting.
What up,
yo, what up? This is your man Grip Grand, aka Barely White. I got my man Rich C in the booth.
Do it.
Rich. About to fucking tell you how we do it. A penny for my thoughts, keep the change. I still take it back,
way back,
like the last time my beeper rang. Tell you too, the sweetest thing is when I get smart with the rhyme and start shining like Stephen King. We hijack it for a penny and plus take them out like the third row seats in a minivan. It's a scam if I make the call. Finally got a piece of the pie, but I was starving, so I ate it all. I ain't involved with your pettiness. The B is a shark tank, your grip is all teeth like Tom Petty is. I'm armed and ready, cause I won't back down. And this is the real West. We true grit, you broke back mountain. Go back to sucker town, offered your crown. I fought the law, left him in the streets. Officer down, walking around like we own the place, but we don't own shit. Tell these labels that they don't own grip. I need a penny.
A penny if you want my 2 cents.
Give me a penny.
A penny for my overdue rent.
I need a penny. A penny is the price I got from my blueprint. 2 cents, twice as high.
I need a penny. A penny if you want my 2 cents.
Give me a penny.
A penny for my overdue rent.
I need a penny. A penny is the price I got from my blueprint. 2 cents, twice as high.
Hey yo, a penny for my thoughts. I'll open up my dome and sell you 150 so I could catch a bus home. Matter of fact, if you wanna get philosophical, I talk for a profit and chop it up until my pocket's full. Cause I've been sitting on a couple of things, straight struggling with this life and all the trouble it brings. I got enough thoughts to last a millennium, and plenty of them only cost a penny if you cross my path. Yeah, you know I can't be sharing my songs. I'm trying to make more than a penny, so
that I could take care of my moms.
Real.
I remember being a toddler, and pops would tell me to keep a copper in my pocket like a mobster. I'm on the street sipping a bottle of stout, thinking million-dollar thoughts, but I keep tossing them out. So call me the big spender, yo, I hope they remember this when I end up penniless and forgotten about. Give me your money. A penny if you want my 2 cents.
I need a penny.
A penny for my overdue rent.
Give me your penny.
A penny is the price I got for my blueprint. 2 cents, twice as high.
I need a penny.
A penny if you want my 2 cents.
Give me your penny.
A penny for my overdue rent.
I need a penny. A penny is the price I got for my blueprint. 2 cents, twice as high.
Yo, a penny for your thoughts, that's a bum deal. Is anyone will tell you who's living in the jungle? Welcome to Bumville. We try to get this money, but still, it's only until some villain fix you for your bundle. Did I remember? The beat is where I hang my sapo. It ain't a castle. On the other hand, I ain't an asshole. I guess it works out. To flip, I'm trying to get this verse out. I love a free beat because I'm cheap, cheap like the birdhouse. You know it's Brooklyn, where businesses is always closing. Why you supposed then? The liquor store is always open. I'm always frozen, and I don't mean like all these diamonds. It's always cold in. My rap's hot, so I'm always rhyming. Hotter than hot now. I'm rapping while I'm acting hostile. I'm really not now. I'm cool, calm, and collected like I'm Moscow. You lost out, so now you wanna call the cops out. Call it a cop out. Jaw dropping, so call it a knockout. Here's a penny.
A penny if you want my 2 cents.
I need a penny.
A penny for my overdue rent.
Give me a penny. A penny is the price I got for my blueprint. 2 cents, twice as high.
I need a penny. A penny if you want my 2 cents.
Give me a penny.
A penny for my overdue rent.
I need a penny. A penny is the price I got for my blueprint. 2 cents, twice as high.
I need a penny.
What? I need a penny.
What? A penny.
What? Give me a penny.
What? I need a penny.
What? I need a penny.
What? A penny.
What? Give me a penny.
What? I need a penny.
What? I need a penny.
What? A penny.
What? Give me a penny.
What? I need a penny. What?
The world as we know it today is in a pretty terrible fix. And we're responsible. It's up to us to try and start making changes for the better, for the future, for the children. If we ever needed peace, brotherhood, and love, God knows we need it now.
Peace is essential. Together we can work it out. If we ever needed peace, we need it right now. Peace is essential. Together we can work it out.
It's essential we have more peace, the war cease, no more grief, no more beef. It's a danger just to walk on our streets. You see, this planet we inhabit with human traffic is being damaged, mistreated and wrongly managed. Man, it'd be tragic. So many bad vibes that need to vanish. Bad minds that need to be banished. Cavemen no more, we don't need to be savage. Take a look around and realize it's like we're self-destructing. The children are the future, it's their minds that we're corrupting. All I see with my vision is terrorism, wars on television, broadcast 24s plus more division. Religion, governments on warring missions. They don't wanna talk and listen. It's up to us to make decisions in this life that we live in. A striving, never giving in. A call for peace on the mic. We need better solutions to problems and heat in the night. An argument is not no reason for no one to draw guns. But times are changing now, it's danger for our daughters and sons. But with the right minds and beliefs, there's so much we can achieve. I don't relate to shallow minds, cause mine's as deep as the sea. And all I see is pain and misery, hostilities, wars continually disturbing overseas. Is. I see this visibly, it sickens me, I feel it literally. A violent history is no good for future kids to read. We need to teach peace.
What is wrong in the world today is that the nation of the world engaged in a bitter, colossal contest for
supremacy. Peace is essential. Together we can work it out.
Times to be crazy. No wonder where this life will take me. I'm the type to fight for my rights, but won't fight for no army or navy. I'm promoting peace and love to those controlled by Beelzebub. Life, I'm not easing up, I'm speaking up, reaching out to the streets with love. United nations need to be more united. Wars keep us divided, countries who fight it need to be reunited. Do we need to be reminded, in this current day climate, we're being blinded by some minds who think like Pontius Pilate. A special peace treaty, I'd like to design it, devise it, sit down and write it. Take it to every country, witness them sign it. Let's put an end to all the violence, arrest the men who be tyrants. Our kids need guidance in this life, to go forth, keep multiplying. Like my flows, they be supplying positive energies to the mind. What they once misunderstood now becomes relevant to the blind. Cause it's time to see the signs, we're all caught in the firing line. From Iraq to Palestine, kids lose their limbs on landmines. War is just a damn crime, man ain't supposed to take life. Put down your bombs and weaponry like me, just pick up the mic. I see the plight of the planet, and life I can't understand it. Wouldn't advise you to panic, but we're sinking like the Titanic. I'll be as militant as an army, be in a fight for worldwide harmony. But me, I'ma use my words to fight while others use their armory.
Somebody done bring it in to this suicide.
Who wear covers my physical insulated thermal while I've admitted cocoa solos photographic prototype static free motivated soldier or who say bolder head slower. You can detect that you a living guard from the scorer. Keep your sports straight, maintain your weight, but he ate too much monosodium glutamate and polysorbate and drunk bait concentrate with sodium benzoate. Fried chicken thighs and diglycerides, and this bitch advertised her breast size. 85, didn't realize till the truth opened up his eyes. Then he became highly civilized. I spent time amongst the wise, went through a garment renaissance and stopped wearing Benetton. Tommy Hill, Perry Ellis, Nordica, Ellis, Claiborne, Ocean Pacific, Fila, Bill Blaston, Lee Fitton. Quinted Armani sweaters with a Gucci wool knitted. Now all these bars cannot cross colors. Sebastian Brothers, Mecca, Pully Pell, 88 North Cuban, and a few others. For the new year, strictly woo wear.
It's what you need, baby. Ain't what you want.
Pele Egghead, the top dresser. One man catalog, the London Fog casual hall. Beer denim with the cash, rule Nike and Kango King. Everyday DLO jacket, he crip with the drawstring. Fila supply, Big Daddy starter hat, the brown skin derby master. Tommy Hill, Advil, double button Woolridge. Red Dickie, turtleneck, mock neck. 18 karat holding my 22 shine. In this like Macy's or Bloomingdale, the Century 21 son. The new portfolio done. Now it's my time, Agent Wu wear, Kappa fleece wear. One wear Plaza, Donna hold the best of all wear. Plus blue wear, Wu wear, what's going on? They're the best of this year. Woo wear and fleece wear.
Just rock on, baby. I got this.
Pues oímos a Grip Grant con A Penny. Y hemos oído después a Witch Doctor con el tema de Barrel. ¿Quién colaboraba aquí? Colaboraba, ¿dónde está? Wheeler Boys, de Wheeler Boys. Y esta canción pertenece al título de un álbum, me imagino, bueno, desde el 2007, 2007-2008, The Diary of an American Witch Doctor. Y bueno, pues de este hombre he encontrado poquito, a ver si busco más, pero ya se me echaba el tiempo encima y he encontrado toda leche por aquí, unos datos cortitos, pero bueno, suficientes. Artista de Georgia y que le gusta combinar soul con rap, rhythm and blues y temas tanto espirituales centroafricanos. Su debut fue ya en el año 97, 11 añitos ya dando chicha aquí. Y bueno, en nuestra página de Podomatic podéis encontrar el link de su página, de su MySpace, como el de todos los artistas que ponemos hoy. Y bueno, pues nada, y podéis ver muchas más curiosidades. La inmensa mayoría de los artistas que ponemos hoy, hemos puesto hoy, tienen vídeos y cosas curiosas en su MySpace, que no deberíais perderos. Damos los links de todos los artistas menos de los clásicos. Digo, pues alguna vez alguno dice, joder, ¿y por qué no está? Pues porque de los clásicos es solamente para memorarlos, no para darles promoción. No es que no queramos echarles una mano, sino que ya esta gente pues no la necesita. Entonces nosotros lo ponemos, pero para, bueno, pues que la gente lo conozca, por si hay una para recordarlo, otra para conmemorarlos o hacerles un tributo ahí, pero poco más. De hecho, el tema que hemos puesto hoy de Mad Lion, si ponéis Mad Lion no tenéis ningún problema. Si ponemos algo de Ice-T antiguo, ponéis Ice-T, no tenéis ningún problema en encontrar nada. O Dre o Butan, lo que sea, da igual. No, es muy fácil de encontrar los clásicos. Y bueno, pues nada, lo último que habéis escuchado, pues ya sabéis, Wu-Tang Clan con el tema Wu Wear, un single que sacaron por ahí suelto. Wu Wear, pues ya sabéis, la marca de ropa de Wu-Tang. Impresionante tema, qué producción, qué arriesgado. No sé, este Ruesa es impresionante. Mete esos sonidos con un timbre de puerta, el tío lo mete ahí de fondo y le queda que te cagas. Eso lo hago yo y vamos. Y queda todo menos eso. Y bueno, es lo que tiene el talento, ¿no? Pues nada, poco más. Ya hemos puesto... ¿Cuántos temas hemos puesto? 11 temas, que más o menos es lo que siempre nos cabe por aquí. Pues nada, poco más. Deciros la página de MySpace, ya sabéis, www.myspace.com/streetlives. Y la página de Podomatic, streetlives.podomatic.com. Ya se me había olvidado, ¿veis lo que hace el verano? Las vacaciones. Se me olvide todo ya. Y nada, dentro de poco volveremos a estar en sonora.fm. Se escacharró la radio y bueno, pues cuando lo solucionen todo, volveremos a estar ahí, esperemos, sin ningún problema. Emisora de rock independiente, ya sabéis. Pues nada, poco más y hasta la semana que viene. Y bueno, no os digo nada, no os prometo nada, que luego no lo cumplo. Así que nada, hasta la semana que viene, programa número 35. Bye bye.